Well, I found my way back to the radio station here. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and the show this morning that we're going into is called A Progressive Life. And we have Dr. Feynman on the phone. Dr. Feynman, you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Did you hear any of our last show?
I heard the last 15 minutes, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Scott was concerned that we hadn't answered his questions, so if you heard them, I will defer to you, because I'm not sure how to answer.
Well, the only thing I heard is about the issue of skin in the game. I agree with you, we have definite skin in the game. We can't look at ourselves as just Americans, just thinking about ourselves and our daily lives. This is a mistake we made in 1940 when Britain was being attacked, and we waited and waited and waited, and only because the Japanese brought us in, we were forced into World War II. I think this is something that we have to confront, and Ukraine needs to be defended.
Well, now, I want the listeners to know you are of Ukraine descent, and does that make a difference for you? I mean, Scott doesn't believe we should go to war, and I'm not sure I do either, but does that make a difference for you, or do you think we should all believe that way?
As far as the no-fly zone, you mean?
No, as far as going to war over Ukraine, actually going into war.
Well, I don't think it's going to be an issue of Ukraine anyway, because I predict there will be an invasion into NATO nations. There's no question. They're like 12 or 11 miles away. They bombed in Ukraine right near the Polish border, and I think it's going to be much wider than Ukraine.
Well, do you think it'll be by accident, or do you think they will intentionally go into this?
That I can't say. But honestly, I think Putin is a threat to the world. In some ways, get this, worse than Hitler because of nuclear weapons. Yeah. That's what makes him more dangerous. Otherwise, I wouldn't say that, but, you know, Hitler was trying to get nuclear weapons, and he would have used it, and I think Putin is maniacal enough. But yet, there are people around him that are not very happy, and we've had some Russians fleeing the country, going over into Poland and other places, and Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, and I think there's going to be action against him soon, because I think he's gone off the deep end.
Well, now, Scott was saying he had a minister that was on, saying that he had two daughters that were over there. He got one of them out, but she's stuck in Poland, and the United States is not helping them get him out of that area. Do you think?
Yeah, well, Poland has a massive refugee problem. It's something we're going to have to help, and we're sending more troops also to those countries.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, things are ratcheting up, and I think it's going to be something where we're going to be drawn into a war. Hopefully not nuclear, but I do think we're going to be engaged in a war because he wants to bring back the old Soviet Union, and that would be involving getting into what are now NATO nations, like Poland, Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, Romania, Hungary. So we can't sit by and just let that happen.
How can he gain in a war, though? Because if it goes to a nuclear war, nobody wins. We all are obliterated.
Well, that's why hopefully he wouldn't go that far. But I don't think that we can use a nuclear threat to decide that whatever aggression takes place, we're just going to sit back and let it happen. I just think, you know, this is part of leadership. Thank goodness Joe Biden is in office, and he's got a mind that makes sense. If Donald Trump was in, we'd be backing Russia, and we would have withdrawn from NATO. It's clear.
Yeah, no, that would have been that would have done no one any good, I don't think. But do you think he really would have gone in with Putin?
I'm having trouble hearing you again. It's very low.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to get as close to the microphone as I can.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just sometimes the connection is not good. Yeah. So what's the question?
Do you think if Trump were still the president, do you really think that he would have thrown in with Putin?
Well, he basically endorsed Putin as called him a genius.
Oh, yeah, I know he did that before the fact, but that was before Putin started bombing and rocketing children in...
Do you think Donald Trump really cares about anyone except himself?
No, I don't.
To me, you know, I think it's because Russia has something on him. I've always said, it's still a fact, and people say it isn't, but even the Republican Intelligence Committee majority did say, including Democrats and Republicans, that there was interference in 2016. But of course, on Fox News, you won't hear that.
Yeah, of course.
But I think that he would have he would not have he would have taken us out of NATO already. He was moving in that direction, and he would not certainly be doing what Joe Biden is doing.
Yeah, I think Biden has done the best he can on this, and I think Biden's position of claiming that we will not put boots on the ground in Ukraine is a good. But he also has said there is a red line, and that red line is the NATO country. So if that happens, then we will.
I just cannot imagine that Putin is going to have enough sense to realize don't go further. Meanwhile, he's losing supposedly 10,000 soldiers and 15,000 injured in just a month, and it took 20 years for us to lose 7,000 total soldiers in both combined Iraq and Afghanistan. This is a disaster. So I think there's a chance he might be removed, might be overthrown by people within the top leadership, but it doesn't mean the next leader will be any better, although I would hope that they would back away from what they're doing.
Maybe the next leader wouldn't be as crazy.
I would think so, but I think Putin is mentally ill, and I think he, according to what people are saying, he has physical ailments, so we could be lucky if he gets sick enough that he can't stay in office. But I just think what's going on is horrendous, and we can't just sit by and say it's not our job or our business. I think it is.
Now, do you believe, when you were young, did you ever get in a fight? You know, a fist fight with somebody?
No, actually, I was always a diplomat. I avoided it like the plague.
Well, now,
how about you?
Well, I've told on the air that I had two major fights. One, I threw a young man down the stairwell, and the other one, I picked up two brothers at two different times, not all at once. I picked up two brothers and threw them to the pavement.
But oh, my God, you're dangerous.
I was the type of person, I think, that Putin,
why do you bring that up?
Well, the reason why is it strikes me that Putin might be a little bit like that. He might be, but he's gone to the point where he's so crazy that he might just not care. When I did that, I didn't care what was going to happen to me when I picked that kid up and threw him down the stairwell.
And what happened to the kid? Was he badly hurt?
Not badly hurt, but he was hurt, and the principal gave me a lot of hard time about it until he found out the kid had stabbed me with a knife. But
well, in theory, I don't know about back then, but now you could be sued by that person's parents for the injuries and the medical bills he had.
Yeah,
and he could also be arrested by a cop, in theory.
Well, when they found the knife on the kid and I was bleeding from my right eye, they pretty much knew what had happened, so nothing was done to either of us after that. He was forgiven, and he was removed from that school. He had to go to another school.
Oh, he was moved to another school?
Yeah, yeah, he was.
Because he was the instigator, huh?
Yeah, he was the instigator. Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't have to be removed.
Yeah,
well, you stood up for yourself. But I was never that kind of a physical person. I was maybe, I guess, afraid of the idea of getting into a physical confrontation. So, but nobody ever actually challenged me physically. It was more people would make, would taunt me or say things,
yeah,
that were nice, but I just walked away from it. I just ignored it,
When you say that, let me go to another point. You're being Jewish. Did you ever have to face people that didn't like you because you're Jewish?
Well, I had a next door neighbor who called me, a Jew boy or something like that, which is not the end of the world. It's not, but I just walked away from. But other than that, other than the neighbor, and that wasn't pleasant, obviously. And the parents didn't really say that, but I knew they felt the same way.
Yeah.
But as far as in school, no. Even though there were very few Jews in my school, it was very small Jewish population on Long Island in that particular district.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I wasn't. But I would still, even if I walked on the street past a group of kids and they would taunt me, some kids do that,
yeah,
at a certain age, I just may believe I didn't hear it.
Well, when you're as handsome as you and I are, we always get taunted. Isn't that right?
I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't hear that.
When you're as handsome as you and I are, you get taunted. That's
well, maybe. But also, sometimes I think people sense that I was not a physical fighter type. And, and some kids or bullies like to do that. I never got actually confronted in the face, like you could say. Never had that. I was fortunate that way. And
yep.
I don't know what I would have done if it had been really direct. It was more just, words, nothing much else.
Well, I just thought about this when we were talking about you being Jewish. I went to South Bend Central High School, which and junior high, and I went there all my junior high, and then as a freshman, and it was About a third of the population there was African American. Mm-hmm. Then I went to South Bend John Adams, and probably a third of the population at John Adams was Jewish. And then I went to, I was only there for a year, and then I went to Valparaiso High School, and Valparaiso was lily white, disgustingly racist town, and so I went into all three neighborhoods in, wow, in a matter of 4 years, and I am so lucky that I did get to do that, though, because it's kind of beaten the discrimination out of me.
Yeah, well, that's great. I must say my background was that very few kids were Jewish. It's just the way where I lived. I don't know why. There were other areas nearby that were different, I guess, because we didn't have the house quite as upper level as some others did.
Gotcha.
But I had very few Jewish kids and very few African-American kids, interestingly. But the kids, the white kids, were mostly Irish or Italian Catholic.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. You lived in New York, didn't you?
At Long Island in New York.
Yeah.
And they were considered minorities at the time,
yes,
especially Italian. No more, but at that point, being Catholic meant you were still considered a minority because, after all, most of the country was white Anglo-Saxon, and still is, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Less of, but still so.
Well, and the Italians were pretty much hated way back then, weren't they?
Yes, but actually Italians and Jews got along pretty well because they were both picked on.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. All right, well, let's flip on here now that we've...
Anyway, I think there is skin in the game. That's what I would say. I'd agree with you on that issue.
Well, now that we've gotten you beat up for being Jewish, what do you think about our nominee for Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson?
I'm so proud of her.
Oh, wasn't she good yesterday?
Oh, my God. And you could just see, although she was very diplomatic, you could see with her expression how she felt about what these Republican senators were saying. And I wrote about it. I said, Senator Hawley, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Lindsey Graham, and Tom Cotton, they were horrible. They were horrendous. And they're an embarrassment to the Senate and to their states. And they show their bigotry and their racism, and they're looking for excuses not to vote for her when she's better qualified by far than Amy Coney Barrett or even Brett Kavanaugh. It's it's crazy, but that's the game.
Well, it is the game, and the one I listened to the longest was
Pauly?
Lindsey Graham. And the only reason why I listened to him the longest is I had other things to do while the other people were talking, but I was very disappointed, and I'm very disappointed in people that I know that like Lindsey Graham, because he certainly showed his temperament. He was terrible, I thought.
Well, he's been terrible his whole life. He was one of those promoting the impeachment of Bill Clinton in the House.
Yeah.
And he was always bad even back then. And the man has absolutely no principles. He attacked Trump in 14, 15, 16, and now he embraces him. But so does Cruz and others. These people, all they care about is keeping their position. And they have enough crazy people who will back them because there are a lot of bigots out there.
Do you still think Trump's going to run in 24?
No.
Okay. I don't either. But.
No, he's not going to run because he's going to be indicted, first of all. And secondly, the Ukraine war is destroying him, and the Republicans are turning against him, starting to. And there'll be people who will back him, but the ones who are backing him are people like Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina, mm-hmm, and, of course, from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
These are lunatics, wackos. He does not. He will not have the base of the Republican Party behind him, I don't think.
Well, I got to go back and ask you, because you said something that's kind of surprised me a little bit. Why do you think the Ukraine war is going against Trump?
Because he did not. Because he was trying to blackmail the Ukrainian government back in 19, which he first got impeached for. And the fact is, he was sympathetic to Russia then, and he's still sympathetic to Russia, even though he's backing off a little bit on what he says. But the fact is, he is no friend of Ukraine, no friend of democracy. And I think that the Ukraine war is going to help Joe Biden, and it's going to make it harder on Republicans if they do not back Joe Biden and the broad idea, not every detail of the Ukraine war. So those who are going to come out and still claim their Trump supporters, I think they have no chance, and that includes Trump himself.
Do you, But Trump's come out and said if he had still been in power, there would be no war. Do you believe that at all?
No.
I don't either.
There would have been a war, but NATO would not be reacting, and Trump would then be, not Trump, I mean, then Putin would be threatening the NATO nations, because he was backing away from NATO all through those years. He was so rude and nasty at the summit meetings. So I think he would have just let Russia take over Ukraine.
Yeah.
And probably if there'd been, I think it would have been an invasion of some NATO nations, and he would have done nothing about it.
Well, that brings up an interesting point that Scott was talking about, is that if you don't fight, you have less people hurt. But Ukraine is fighting for their country.
Well, just like Britain did. Britain didn't give up.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe that's why Trump thinks if he had still been in power and kissed Putin's derriere, there would be no war because they would have just given up to him. I don't know.
Well, I applaud the Ukrainian people that they're not giving up, because they want to have their own destiny, not be governed by Russia, and they want to be democratic, and that's the right of every nation to do that. We have to promote democracy in the world, not authoritarian fascism.
Yeah, yeah. And do you think that the Soviet Union is becoming a fascist state?
Well, it's not Soviet Union, it's the Russian Federation. I think it is very fascist, which is ironic that he talks about as if Ukraine is Nazi-like, but it has a Jewish Winston Churchill, I call him. I wrote about it this week. He's a Jewish Winston Churchill. And the point is, it's just crazy, you know. He's just using that language because, of course, Germany was the enemy in World War II.
Yeah.
But I do not agree with that, no. I think that, you know, that he is a lunatic, and he's suffering heavy losses economically, and all the boycotts, and all the in the stock market, and a whole lot of people are very disillusioned. And look at all those people being arrested who just stand with a blank piece of paper. They're being arrested, and they're being imprisoned. It's terrible what's going on. It's becoming more totalitarian than the Soviet Union was.
Yeah. Where do you think Zelensky has been able to well up that strength that he seems to have?
He's an amazing person. His wife is also. The thing is, he was a comedian and entertainer, but he's done a great job, and he's really unified the Ukrainian people, and he's someone we have to support and back in every way possible.
Well, now, was his wife a social worker or something along that line?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
She's lovely, a lovely couple. They have little kids. I just pray nothing happens to them.
Yes, me too. And I think he's kind of resigned the fact that he may get killed. But the thing that scares me is that she kind of sounded like she had resigned the fact that she might get killed. I just hope... I hope for the kids that didn't happen.
I hope they're safe, you know. Yep. But I think it's great, very courageous on his part to refuse to be taken out, you know, of the country, because then it would really lower the whole feeling of the Ukrainian people. Their leader needs to be a man of guts. And I think our president is a man of guts, too. And I think Donald Trump has no guts or courage at all. It's all just how it benefits him.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I feel the same way. But I understand why some people think that we should placate Putin a little bit more, I guess. I understand
you don't placate
that.
A bully.
Yeah,
that's what I say. You don't do that.
And he's
you have to react to a bully.
And
he's a threat to the whole world because of the nuclear weapons. It really is.
But we have a few Republicans right now that are kind of sounding Putin's not that bad type thing.
Well, you mean people like Cawthorn, who calls Zelensky a thug. Can you imagine that? Cawthorn, 26 years old, is a thug. Oh, my God. And, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, these wackos, I hope they all keep kicked out of the House in the next election. And really, there should be legislation passed because of their treason on January 6th. They shouldn't even be able to run. They should be expelled.
Where are we going with that? Do you think they will ever be able to... Well, do you think there will ever be a court case where they say representative actually helped the people get into the
I think the hearings that are supposed to start in April, even though it's been involved with the Ukraine war situation, I think this is going to reveal a lot of things. And honestly, there were people who were not allowed to serve in the Congress after the Civil War who were Confederates.
Is that right?
So it's not like it's never been done before, and I think it should happen to these people that can be proved to have been involved in the insurrection, encouraging it.
You mean
and that includes the President, Trump. He should not be able to run again.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you mean that there were people that were Confederate sympathizers from the North that were not allowed to run after the Civil War?
The ones who were in the Congress, it were people in the North, but I'd have to do more research on how many.
Well, what are you doing? Get to it.
I don't know. I think it was just people who actually joined the Confederate States of America, okay. Not those who, by speaking up, the copperheads, as they were called, were Northern Democrats who were against the war. But they were in the North, like the mayor of New York City and Congressman, interesting, Clement Vallandigham of Ohio. Wow, who was actually in prison for a while by Lincoln, Clement Vallandigham, V as in Victor, Allandigham, what a name, can you imagine that, what a mouthful that is?
Yeah, that's a mouthful. Yeah.
So Clement Vallandigham and then Fernando Wood, the mayor of New York, as far as not being able to run again, it was only those who were actually in the Confederate States of America government.
Now, do you think... I think I heard a number like 7 million people have already left Ukraine. How are we going to handle all the people?
Well, a lot of them are going to be in Europe, mostly. Yeah. But we also have to be willing to admit Ukrainian refugees, just like we did Hungarian refugees after the Hungarian Revolution of 1956.
Yeah, I remember that revolution, yeah.
And in fact, at one point when I was starting my teaching career, I was teaching in the summer for a few years at Brooklyn College of the University of New York, and the department chair of history was actually an Hungarian general who fled in 1956 and was an historian at Brooklyn College, and we spoke about what happened 20 years earlier. This was like 1976 that I was speaking to him, and he was weeping about the fact that he had never been able to go back to his country. And I always felt, years later, I don't know, he was an older guy, he probably wasn't alive anymore, that in 1989, after the Berlin Wall fell and Eastern Europe became separate from the Soviet Union finally, in Hungary and elsewhere, I wondered, gee, did he ever get a chance to go back, you know, if he was still alive? He probably wasn't, but it really hit me, you know, I got tears over it because it was a horrible thing. So we admitted Hungarian refugees, we've admitted Cuban refugees at the time of Castro. There's no reason why we cannot admit, of course we can make millions, but most of them will stay in Europe, but we have to be willing to allow Ukrainian refugees in.
Yeah, now, Scott said on the earlier show, he mentioned that we hadn't allowed people to come into the United States, but that's not true, because I watched on a show last night, they interviewed three or four people that have been allowed to come to the United States. But it's pretty early in the game to get them over here. They've got to get their, all the paperwork has to be done.
Yes.
They have to get it on a plane. It takes a day and a half just to fly here. So.
Yes, it does. But we have to, you know, this is a country of immigrants and refugees. That's what it's all about.
And we should be proud of it.
We can't forget that. And we can't decide that some people are better than others, and we won't admit certain people, but we'll admit others. But we do that, unfortunately, a lot, because the Republican Party is basically anti-immigrant, anti-refugee at this point in history.
Well, now we've been... It's bounced back and forth. Depending on the year, we've been anti-immigrant on both sides of the aisle, I believe. If you go back far enough, I'm sure there are people that...
Well, yes, but you know, the ones that are Democrats are mostly Southerners. It's always the South. The South. The old Southern Democratic group that is now Republican, because there's very few Democrats in the South now. It's the South that's really the heaviest area of anti-immigrant feeling, and right now it's the Republican Party. But you don't find Northerners in general Republican or Democrat who's really, you know, come out with that kind of a view in a broad sense. There are exceptions, but generally it's more Southern-oriented, unfortunately.
Now be careful, Dr. Feynman. You live in the South. You might have somebody knocking at your door to come throw you down the stairwell.
Well, Florida's history is horrible when it comes to lynchings and crime and segregation, which she mentioned about when she was growing up. Her parents went to segregated schools, Judge Jackson's parents. Mm-hmm. It's a horrendous record. And right now we have a governor who is dividing the state and promoting anti-gay and also at the same time promoting the idea that we should not be learning about the history of racism and history and everything that happened in the past, including Native Americans and Asian Americans and African Americans, and it's totally horrendous.
It is crazy.
Notice I'm using the word horrendous a lot. You know what word I'm not using. It starts with a D and ends with an L. Because I know Scott doesn't like it.
He'll be happy today so far.
Horrendous, I use this set.
But, you know, I think I've told you the story on the air about when I got the only haircut I've ever had in Florida.
Yes, you did, yes.
The guy told me what they would do with black people. They'd take them out and let the alligators have them.
Yeah, well, that was in Central Florida, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in Central Florida. And that
I think in the northern part of this, I always just said northern Florida is Alabama and Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
And Central Florida is the Midwest, mostly Midwest.
Really?
Okay. Yes, and South Florida is mostly Northeast, Cuban, and Jewish.
Well, now, what is the, I'm trying to find a word for this, your governor, what is his background?
He's Italian.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Okay, and he doesn't mind that we used to hate Italians, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right.
I don't think he's going to be the nominee of the party either in 2024. He thinks he is.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm hoping they'll come up with a decent anti-Trump nominee. And there are people that they could consider, including Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
I'm not a great Mitt Romney fan, but Mitt Romney, I think, would certainly look a lot better than most people we could think of today.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
I wouldn't vote for him, but I'm saying if he became president, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I also put down... do you think Zelensky, he has said that he wants to have peace talks. He's open to peace talks.
Yes.
Now, do you think he's sincere, or do you think it's, you know...
I think he's sincere, but I don't think Putin will ever agree to it, even though right now his troops are not winning. There's heavy losses, and they're not making progress. So all they're doing is just punishing by attacking civilian sites.
And you,
you know, and that's, it's so horrendous. Again, I don't use the other word.
Okay.
And it's something that he should be brought up on war crimes charges, as the leader of Serbia was brought up.
Okay.
After the war in the Balkans.
Huh. Now, he has used apparently his supersonic missiles. And it's kind of interesting. I looked it up. The sonic missiles are fired at 5 times the speed of sound.
Wow.
And fly very low to the ground, much like, I can't remember the name of the missile that we have. But they fly very low to the ground, and very hard to detect, and they fly so fast, they're very hard to stop. So,
and killing women and children.
Yeah, and they're
killing. Are we going to sit by and not do anything?
I don't know.
We have to be involved because there are going to be other countries that are going to be facing it next.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. I'm not happy about this. Believe me, I'm not.
I can tell.
I'm not a hawk, but in a way I am, because I say we can't sit by and let this go on.
Yeah, well, I'm still standing on the edge looking in. I'm not quite sure where I feel on this.
Well, tomorrow it's going to be 4 weeks or a month, actually.
Is that right?
February. So starting the 24th of February, tomorrow is March 24th. So it's 27 days at the moment, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to switch it from Ukraine and international. I'm going to go to Ohio.
Yeah, I'm not very happy with Ohio. Right?
I am not happy with Ohio, especially the gun law.
I really am amazed that the governor, who I thought had principle on a number of issues, would go ahead and sign such a ridiculous law. I think it's wrong.
Well, the law basically says you can strap on a gun anywhere you want to, carry it anywhere, walk into any place you want to with a gun, and the only stipulation, I think, is that you have to legally own it. That's all.
Well, that doesn't always happen either, that people always legally own it.
Of course it doesn't.
But one other thing is, he's running for re-election, and I think because of the right-wing tilt of the Republican Party, he's trying to get to the right of whoever's running against him. But I still think it's wrong. And meanwhile, Josh Mandel, oh my God, he's getting worse and worse by the day. And the other people in the Republican Party, one of the others, I forgot his name, a businessman, got into his face. They showed him right up close, and Mandel is really nasty. Oh my God.
His name is Blystone, and I think he's a farmer.
Well, that's for the governorship. I'm talking about for the Senate race.
For Mandel.
Gibbons, maybe? I forget. I think a guy named Gibbons is running, along with J.D. Vance and Mandel. It's like all three of them should be put on the Titanic.
Well, Scott had an interview this morning with Mr. Blystone, who got...
Oh, yeah, actually, did he? Really?
Yeah, with DeWine. And apparently, DeWine was pretty aggressive. So.
Well, his name is Blystone, you said?
Blystone, yeah.
He looks weird with that beard of his, doesn't he?
He's a heavyset farmer, and I can't honestly say I've looked at him a whole lot. I've seen pictures of him, but...
impression from seeing him, the little bit I have, is that I'd call him, and probably some people aren't going to like this, a hillbilly. And I don't think Ohio needs a hillbilly governor.
Well, I'm not sure what a hillbilly is.
Someone who's ignorant and biased and not caring about anybody but himself. He's like a Trump type, but he's a farmer Trump, is what I'm saying.
I would say he probably is a Trump supporter, yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't care for DeWine, and I hope the Democrats, who are they running? Are they running the mayor of Dayton, Ann Whaley?
Really, yeah. I've seen her very first... ad come out, I think, yesterday or the day before, and it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. I would like to hope Ohio would go back to the center, but right now, I'm just scared to think that Rob Portman's seat, because Rob Portman's not thrilled by him, but he's all right, that it's going to go further to the right. I'm hoping that Tim Ryan can win that seat.
I am, too, and as I think I've told you, I've talked with him a couple of times before, and I'm not impressed with his... oratory, but I am impressed with his positions. I absolutely agree.
Well, not everybody's a great orator, but I think he's had a decent record. He was noticed in 2020 when he was one of the multitude of people running for president, and so I got to understand him better, and said, not my favorite person in the world, but I mean, you have to think of alternatives, and to me, there's no choice that he should be the winner of the Senate seat.
Well, I hope I can give you good news in a few months, but I'm not holding my breath on either Whaley or on Ryan. But I'm hoping. Our prices are coming down on gas.
Yes, actually, the gas locally a few weeks ago was $3.59, went up to $4.19, and then when I went the last time it was $4.09, so it went down 10 cents. Yes.
Now I went. I'm looking at an RV so I can come down and visit you. No, don't tell anybody that I'm going to do that. But anyway, I'm looking at an RV, and it's in a town north of us, Findlay. And I got off the road at where my RV dealership is, and there was a gas station at $3.89. And I thought,
wow,
the prices are really starting to come down. Now, that's Biden's fault, right? No, it was Biden's fault that it went in.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. The government has no control over that. It's the corporations that are bilking us. There should be regulations on the corporations. That I agree. But it's not as if, even if Trump was in, I wouldn't be blaming him for the gas, no.
You're starting to sound like a socialist. It should be the government to take
Don't tell anybody. I'm a proud liberal and a progressive. Very proud of it. I've never changed my mind from a young age, and I know I'm correct. I'm not saying right, because the word right can be misconstrued.
That's
I'm correct.
Now, I was a proud Republican when I was young, very young.
Well, but the thing is, were you a Republican, like a Nelson Rockefeller Republican?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I actually voted for Nelson Rockefeller as governor of New York twice.
Is that right?
I thought he was better than the Democrat. I was in college and after. So, there were a few Republicans. Even later on, not in my state, there were some senators that were pretty good. Charles Percy of Illinois.
Yeah, yeah.
Charles Defias of Maryland. George Aiken of Vermont. They were decent,
Percy, yeah.
But now it's very hard to find anybody. The only one is maybe a Romney or a Collins or a Murkowski. Ben Sass, somewhat, but he's hard to take sometimes, too. Ben Sass of Nebraska. Other than those four, the Republican Party is just horrendous. Again, I'm saying horrendous is becoming a normal word for me.
Well, now, The thing that bothers me is I've really struggled to always vote for a person that I think is the right person for the job.
Yes.
And usually I find one or two that I vote for across the aisle. I have not found one that I can vote for across the aisle, as opposed to the one that's on the left side of the aisle. So.
No, I think as far as if any position, you mean, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I would generally agree. I think as far as the Senate, I don't know. I think if I lived in Alaska, I might vote for Murkowski because I think she's done a lot of good for the state.
Sure.
As far as Maine, but Susan Collins, no. I mean, she's all right, but she's not all right. You know, she's so fickle, it's hard. Yeah. And Romney, you know, I didn't vote for him in 12. I don't really like him, but I guess lesser of evils, if he was the nominee, it would be the best choice.
Yeah.
And Sass, he and I actually share one thing. We both have PhDs, and we both were college professors.
Yeah.
But this is not Paul Wellstone, who also was a college professor and a PhD, the one from Minnesota who got killed in a plane crash.
Yeah.
I endured Paul Wellstone and modeled myself on him, but I cannot model myself on Ben Sass, no.
Now, it's kind of interesting that... Oh, shoot. I just lost what I was going to say. Never mind. I'm going to still try to keep my eyes open for a really good Republican.
Well, I think for 2024, I wouldn't vote for him, but if I could pick who I thought should be the nominee, and he probably won't be because he's an anti-Trumper, it'd be Adam Kinzinger, the congressman from Illinois, who's not going to have his seat, will be open in 23.
Very young.
Along with Liz Cheney, of course, on the January 6th committee. He's a decent person. I don't necessarily agree with his views. I wouldn't vote for him, but he would be, I think, the ideal Republican choice for people who don't like Donald Trump.
Do you think the Republican Party's starting to very quietly and very slowly slide back a little bit?
I think they are, but the question is how far back they will go.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping for somebody like a Adam Kinzinger who can maybe possibly come along, and he's young, he's dynamic, he's charismatic, it looks good, has 12 years in the House, and he was also in the military, so he's got good credentials.
Yes, he does, yeah. And he is pretty young. He's upper 30s, lower
40s. Oh, he's actually about 42, 43. He's like John F. Kennedy's age.
Yeah, that's a good age to be.
You know, Bill Clinton's age, yeah. Or even Obama, mid-40s by the time of the election. Now, I think he's someone to watch, you know.
Okay. Now,
of course, he's not going to be on the committee next year, and he's not going to be in Congress, so I can't see him sitting home. I think he's going to try to make sure the Republican Party doesn't go toward Trumpists.
Yeah, well, we'll find out not too far down in the future about the upcoming midterm elections.
Yes, and I'm optimistic the Democrats are going to win more seats in the Senate, and then they will not need Sinema or Manchin's vote, although they like it, because I really would like to see much more done, and I think there's a chance of that happening in the Senate. And the House, it seems like with reapportionment and all that, and with some lawsuits in different states, including, I think, Ohio, it may be the Democrats will not be as bad off with reapportionment and gerrymandering.
Well, it's kind of interesting that our court, the Supreme Court of Ohio, has told them, nope, nope, nope. Three
and that's
times.
Supposed to happen, I think, in North Carolina and Michigan and a few other states. So it may not be so easy for the Republicans to gain the majority. I'm hoping not. Oh, my God, because there'll be a total tragedy.
Now, I think our Supreme Court, if the judges were polled, I think they lean Republican, but there have been one or two that lean Republican that have been principled.
Well, moderate, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Moderate Republicans, yeah.
And that's one of the nice things about Brown yesterday, is she said things like, I want to hear from my judges. I'm not going to take one side or the other. I'm going to listen to the facts, and I'm going to rule on the facts. Whereas I'm not so certain all of our Supreme Court judges feel that way.
No, but you know, interesting. Now Justice Thomas is in the hospital.
Yes, I saw that. But I think it's just mild, isn't it?
It's what?
I don't think it's a major thing.
Yeah. I have to admit, and I spoke to a couple of neighbors, when they saw that, they had thoughts they didn't want to express.
Okay.
You can probably figure out what I'm saying, huh?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That maybe, just maybe, he wouldn't stay on the court much longer.
None of us want to wish things like that, but I have, in my mind's eye, put a bullet between Putin's eyes.
Yes, his wife should be in jail for being involved in January 6th, and he has proved that he's not in objective justice at all. He needs to be gone.
Who are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Thomas.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
but actually, I think a lot of those judges, you know, I think, you know, Kavanaugh is not great either, you know. Oh, my God. And they're both involved, of course, with sexual harassment or more charges years ago for Thomas and Kavanaugh more recently, and yet they're on the court.
Yeah, now, the one I was thinking of when I was talking about the ones that I don't think are really highly qualified, Kavanaugh was the one I was thinking of.
Yes.
I think he was qualified to be a very fine pedophile.
Yes, you know what's interesting? It was Harley making a big deal about, you know, I think it was Cruz also, about little kids and sex and all that. And meanwhile, Kavanaugh was involved with fooling around with somebody underage,
yeah.
And they just overlooked that 4 years ago. I think he wasn't in the Senate, but Cruz was. It's just such hypocrisy, you know?
Yeah, that's something that I think we should vote against, all of us. Hypocrisy on either side.
And they're just obnoxious people. When you watch them on TV, you just say, how could anybody even sit and have a meal with them? You know, a couple of these people. They're just so disgusting. They really are.
Now, I saw...
Notice I said this, but I didn't say the other part of the word. I said disgusting instead.
I found it interesting. So, one of the... It might have been... I can't remember whose show it was, but they found a video of a person that certainly looked an awful lot like Cruz heading south again to get out of the country.
Just recently?
At an airport, yeah.
It was Montana. I think he was in Montana. I don't know what he was doing there. And he got into a dispute because he couldn't get on the plane in time.
Yeah,
that's Montana, so maybe he was raising money for the future. I don't know.
Was that
it was Montana, so it's not the south. It's the far west. I wish he had stayed in Montana.
Was that an actual picture of him, or was that, were they...
Supposedly it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was very nasty.
Yes, he was.
To the attendants or whatever, you know.
And
that's him!
The show I was watching, they across the bottom, they put what he was saying, and they were making it up. I mean, you couldn't really hear what he was saying. They were being funny. So.
Yeah, but it's a lot of memes today on if you look on Facebook, a lot of memes online about funny ones about Cruz.
Yeah, is that right?
I think they're all horrendous, but I think Cruz is the most obnoxious of anyone. Even more than a Graham or a Rand Paul or Josh Hawley, there's something about the man. He just makes you sick to your stomach. He really does.
Who do you like better, Cruz or Trump?
Well, actually, I think I told you back in 16, before we knew what Trump would be, I thought Cruz was more scary.
Yeah,
now I don't know if I would say that, but
yeah.
At the time, I just thought he was absolutely the worst of the worst of the worst, and I still think that.
Well, there are a lot of scary people that are smart, and there are a lot of scary people that are so dumb they're scary.
Well, Cruz is very bright. He went to Arthur Law School and had Elizabeth Warren as a professor.
Yeah.
But it didn't apparently penetrate.
It's amazing how many of these idiots... excuse me, I shouldn't say that. How many
of them have gone to the top law schools. I think Holly also went to Harvard Law. Yeah.
Harvard ought to be checked into because...
it's supposed to be have all viewpoints, but some of them are just unbelievable when they come from Harvard or Yale. Oh, my God.
Well, my dad went to Harvard, so I got to stay on his side. But he wasn't a lawyer. He was a minister.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, you're going to be on vacation for the next month,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am, and I've talked to Scott, and he says he's going to contact you. I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to stay out of that because I...
Well, you'll be back on the 27th, correct, April?
I'll actually be back, I think, on the 20th, so...
On the 20th?
Yeah, so we might be able to do the 20th, but I will be in touch with you well in advance of that.
Okay, but you think it might be back as soon as April 20th, huh?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Okay, but you'll be definitely gone for the 30th, 6th, and 13th.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. And you know, if Scott wants me on the show, he'll let me know. I can't do the next week, but for the two other weeks, if he wants me, he'll let me know. But if not, so I look forward to it. You'll let me know on the 20th or the 27th, and hope that everything goes well. And enjoy your visit.
Well, I will try.
And be safe.
I've already told Scott to get in touch with you, so he will. And I hope you two hit it. it off. I hope he does a show with you, at least one, maybe two or three.
And yeah, well, the thing is, we've had shows, it's just not that often, so I hope it can be on again. But yeah. I've been on about 25 times with him. It's just nothing like with you.
Well, there's nothing like me. Hey, I got to get out of here. As you know, we got about 40 seconds.
Okay, so I wish you a great vacation.
Thank you.
And we'll both be taking a break from the show, at least for a while.
Yeah,
I look forward to seeing you next month, okay?
We all need breaks, right?
Yeah, take care.
Okay, bye-bye, Dr.
Okay,
Feynman.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks.
All right, Dr. Feynman, as you all know, is my buddy that comes on once a week, but we're going to take a little break here. He's going to take one next week, and I'm going to take the next 3 weeks, so it'll be interesting. The station will probably sink into the earth. No. Have a great day, and this is Glenn Coble. You've been listening to A Progressive Life.
You're listening to WWGA.